Chapter 6 Spike the Sneaky. The pony and her dragon exited the capital city of Canterlot on hoof, letting the hustle and bustle of the crowded streets disappear behind them. Twilight had graciously decided to give the dragon a short break to eat a bit, but they'd have to take off soon if they wanted to make it to Mythica by nightfall. They might as well not waste any time, though. "Spike, could you please take a letter?" Twilight asked. "Actually, several letters. I want to let Starlight Glimmer know that she'll have to be in charge for a while longer back at the Castle of Friendship. Update Rarity, Pinkie Pie, Rainbow Dash, Fluttershy, and Applejack on the situation. And write to Princess Luna. Tell her that ignorance is spreading, but we will find a way to stop it. See if she knows where we might..."
"Can't write now. I'm busy reading," Spike interrupted,
a sing-songy lilt to his delivery. His nose was buried in a tattered notebook. On the cover in Young Moon Dancer's loopy script were the words, "The Story of Bales."
"There's some super interesting information in here."
"Wow!"
Twilight was stunned. She stopped in her tracks. "What is that?"
"According to Philly Moondancer, Bales was the first town to print books. And they used to hold the magical council meetings there thousands of moons ago."
He shoved the notebook in front of the princess's muzzle.
"See for yourself!"
"Spike," Twilight hissed, peeping over the top of the notebook. "Did you steal this from Moondancer?"
"No way," Spike replied with a smirk. "She said we could borrow anything that might help, remember? We'll give it back to her when we're done."
Twilight's sparkle was annoyed, but Spike technically hadn't done anything wrong. Also, Moondancer had magically frozen and held on to Twilight's copy of Primrose's Protections and Prophecies for safekeeping. Books were meant to be shared. That was the whole point of Twilight's crusade to save them. "Fair enough," Twilight agreed. "But Moondancer said this was all just a story made up by her father. Presumably, this is just her version of the myth?"
"I don't know about that," Spike cocked his head to the side. "Some of this stuff seems pretty specific. Didn't Moondancer's dad work for the Canterlot Historical Society?"
"Yes, he did." Twilight's eyes grew large. She looked at Spike in amazement. "How did you remember that?"
"Got a mind like a treasure chest with an unbreakable lock," Spike said, tapping his claw to his head. "Which reminds me, I seem to recall that you have another packet of Emerald Munchies in your saddlebag."
While Spike rustled around in the bag for his snack, Twilight Sparkle scanned the page of the notebook. She couldn't parse what she was seeing. Was it just some fillyhood fantasy fiction? Or actual fact? Her head told her it was the former. If Bales were a real place, surely Twilight would have heard something about it in all her years as a book lover and, more recently, as a member of equestrian royalty. But something deep down, a gut instinct, told Twilight not to ignore this tall tale. Twilight scrunched up her face. "So what are you suggesting exactly?"
"I think we should try to find..."
He struck a pose that emulated his Crystal Empire persona of Spike the Brave and Glorious and shouted,
"The Lost City of Books!"
He had stars in his eyes, alight with adventure. "We aren't starring in a Daring Do book right now, Spike," Twilight chided, though a giggle escaped from her mouth. She was secretly charmed by his silly words. This whole situation had been making her so tense that it was refreshing to see some dragon making light of it. Twilight became serious again. "We could be wasting precious time on a wild goose chase. The only pony I know who can chase a wild goose is Applejack, and she's already off chasing them at the annual Apple Family Goose Chase right now."
"Well, then look at it as one of Shining Armor's scavenger hunts."
Spike flipped to a page and pointed at some drawings of supposed landmarks near Bales.
"All we have to do is follow the clues."
When Twilight was a filly, her favorite part of her big brother's scavenger hunts had been the part at the end when she'd receive a book as a reward for following the clues correctly. Spike gave a smug grin.
And if I'm right, there will be a major book prize at the end. Like a whole town's worth of books.
Twilight began to pace in a circle as she weighed the options. Try to find a non-existent town full of books, or continue their quest for Primrose's spell up north. After trotting in 3 full revolutions, the princess stopped and looked off into the distance. Just through this patch of forest was the supposed location of Bales, the region of rolling green hills near the base of Foal Mountain. It wasn't far, and it was in the direction of Mythica.
We have to save those books! Twilight stood tall as a breeze blew past her purple mane. She narrowed her eyes. So if some pony in Bales can help us, that's where we'll have to go.
Hooray!
Spike smiled triumphant. He rocked back on his heels, looking a bit sheepish.
I guess I can take down those letters to Ponyville now.
If Twilight and Spike were venturing into unknown territory, it was best to let some pony know where they were going and explain the entire crisis. Twilight just wished she had a more tangible course of action.